This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll recap the first four games of the WHL Championship Series presented by Rogers. The Brandon Wheat Kings and the Seattle Thunderbirds continue to fight it out. We'll update the qualifying teams for the MasterCard Memorial Cup, both the OHL and Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, crowning champions this past week. And later, first overall pick in the WHL Bantam Draft set to join us, Peyton Krebs will be our guest, the newest member of the Kootenay Ice organization. The WHL Championship Series presented by Rogers continuing this weekend. The Brandon Wheat Kings seizing control thanks to a pair of home ice wins last weekend. In the opener, it was off to overtime, tied at 2 at Brandon's Westman Place.
Here's Campbell again. Puck bouncing, it finds him. His shot's off a stick, goes up high. It's in the net. Came off the inboards and went in. Brandon wins game one of the WHL Championship Series in overtime.
Tanner Kaspik, the overtime hero, deflecting home a strange goal. Following night, it was back to overtime again, tied at 2. Voice of the Wheat Kings, Bruce Lubke, had the call.
Powerluck after it for Brandon. Pass, goal! Try to throw a pass to the front of the net. It deflected in off of Bowe. Well, a long scoring drought for Jace Howerlick ends at a key time here. An overtime winner for Jace Howerlick, 6:56 into extra time.
Jace Howerlick with the game-winning goal from behind the net with his team going up now 2-0.
They're a great team. They're putting us to the edge, and they're giving us all we can handle, and that's good. That's the kind of hockey you want to play, especially in the championship, and props to them. They're a great team, but we found a way to win both nights, and you know, that's the big picture.
Series then shifted to Kent, Washington. Seattle Thunderbirds on home ice at the Showwear Center. And for a third straight game, it was off to extra time.
Duke into the slot, wrist shot. He scores! Reed Duke, 2:59 into the extra frame. And the Brandon Wheat Kings do it again in overtime.
Post-game, same story for the Thunderbirds. Head coach Steve Konowalczyk lamenting missed opportunities.
There were some chances to go up 3-1, and we didn't, and that's the frustrating part, and came up a little bit short again.
The Wheat Kings' John Quenville says they found ways to win close games.
I think the key for us is just being able to stick in games when we feel we're not playing our best. You know, we've done a great job of, you know, sticking around and weathering the storm a bit, I think, till we kind of get our momentum back and start playing the way we want to play, and it's boded well for us.
Game four, again in Kent, and the Brandon Wheat Kings looking for a series sweep and the Ed Chenault Cup. This time, it was the T-Birds finishing off some opportunities. Voice of the Thunderbirds, Tom Boining, in game four.
Blue line, fair, in front, cross ice, feet shot, score! Ryan Drop at 7:54 of the first period, pots the first goal. 2-on-1 Seattle, left to True, fired a shot, and he will score! For the first time in this series, a team has a lead of more than one goal.
Coach Steve Konowalczyk says it was nice to finally get rewarded.
We have a little bit of a frustrated team, and you know everybody's believing and saying the right things, but you know you don't want to keep getting kicked down too much.
Ryan Grob scored 2 goals in the victory.
Obviously, to get a big win here, it's really, really good for the locker room. It really, you know, helps the confidence, things like that.
He now has 3 in the series.
It definitely helps the confidence. Like I said, it really, you know, helps you, you know, with your mind, I guess, and maybe you weren't, you know, bearing down on chances earlier in the series, and you know, it's nice to get a couple and get the ball rolling.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week Playoff Edition.
Three of the four teams are now set for the MasterCard Memorial Cup beginning next Friday in Red Deer. The host Red Deer Rebels will welcome the Ontario League's London Knights and the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League's Rouyn-Noranda Huskies. London swept the Niagara Ice Dogs in four straight to get back to the tournament for the fourth time in 5 years. In fact, the last time the Memorial Cup was held in the WHL, the Knights were also part of it, losing in the semifinal to the Portland Winterhawks. Meanwhile, the Rouyn-Noranda Huskies advanced with a five-game series victory over Shawinigan to claim the President's Cup. It's the Huskies' first ever league championship. The first game of the tournament features the host, Red Deer Rebels, and the OHL champion, London Knights.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
His name is Peyton Krebs, and we had him just a couple of weeks before the WHL Bantam Draft, thinking he might be a top pick in the opening round, and lo and behold, he was the first pick overall. The Kootenai Ice stepping to the podium. Garnet Kazook had the announcement, Peyton Draft Day. Let's go back to it. Your thoughts when the Kootenai Ice made you the first overall selection among the 2001 born players?
It was a very exciting feeling for sure. I was a bit surprised. Pretty awesome feeling. I'm very excited to be a part of the Kootenai Ice. I've only heard great things, and very excited.
Did you know what was coming when Kootenai held the first overall pick into the draft? Did you think this was going to be your time?
Actually, no, I had no idea. It was a total surprise, which was pretty awesome, actually. I didn't know if it was coming or if I was going to go later, but it was pretty awesome, and I'm excited to get going.
Of course, you were a high-scoring forward this year for the Rocky Mountain Raiders, and you guys had a great season there. Peyton, back to draft day, were you watching online, or how were you keeping track of things?
Yeah, actually, my grandparents came over in the morning, and we watched it all on the computer. Had a nice breakfast at home, so that was pretty awesome, and just enjoyed it while I was there, and now time to work there.
We've looked at the first overall picks, and we look back over the years, and you've joined this company now of first overall selections. I don't know if you've looked back over the WHL Bantam Draft's history, but to join some of these players, what's that mean to you, and what's that like?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Just going to try to work hard to hopefully live up to some of those first overall draft picks and just do my thing. I created my own path, and I'm excited to start working to get there.
Kootenai Ice, what's the plans here? Is there a spring camp or a prospects camp at all that you're attending, or is it just show up at camp in the fall?
Yeah, I'll just be showing up for main camp in the fall and be ready to go.
Well, great stuff, Peyton, and thanks for doing this once again with us. We previewed you going into the draft, and it's great to see that you were the first overall pick by the Kootenai Ice back last Thursday in Calgary. Thanks for this, and we can't wait to see you. Okay, Peyton?
Hey, thanks very much.
Hey, and that's the show. Enjoy the rest of the WHL Championship and the beginning of next week's MasterCard Memorial Cup set for Red Deer. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.